everyone, and welcome to the Women's Healing Hour show. I am Sue Graywolf-Petruzzi, and my co-hosts are Sandra K. Trainer-Meyer and Rhonda Davis. They're with us, you know, with me today, and today we're going to be talking about self-esteem. Forgot to turn that off. So we're going to be talking about self-esteem today, and it really is kind of guide you in a way to truly finding your true self, because without self-esteem, you're kind of following the paths of others, and you're not making wise choices for yourself. And it can come any time in your life. It can be a situation. It might have been when you were growing up. You might have been in a household that was not healthy for you. You may have had a situation at work or someone, even at school. I mean, and quite often people say things that can really, really hurt and really hit the core of who we are, and can really alter and change our growth and our path for our true self. So enough being said about it. I'm going to welcome in Sandra and Rhonda. Hello, ladies. How are you today? Hello?
Doing good. We're good.
Good. Good. What's the weather like there?
Sunny, a little chilly, but beautiful. It's a good day.
It's really
good.
Pretty out today.
Awesome. Yeah,
nice fall Iowa day.
What is that?
A nice fall Iowa day.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, it's a beautiful fall day here, too. We've got beautiful blue sky. Nice, you know, the sun is still very, very warm. Not, you know, summer warm, but it's warm. And it's just really pretty, really beautiful. We've got birds, not as many, obviously, as you would for the summertime. But it's really a beautiful day. And it looks like we've got Running Elk with us, with six folks. Welcome, Running Elk. We're always glad to see you on the show. Now, it looks like there were three more that joined. So we've got nine. And then Jonathan from Australia is with us with a family of four. Welcome to Jonathan and your group. And I think I want to start this off with just kind of a meditation a meditation just to get us in a good place. So I'm going to drum, and then just guide us for a few minutes, just to help us get centered and connected. Yourself on a beautiful beach, and you're walking along, and you see this narrow path between these buildings. It looks like a public place. It's a beautiful fall day. The sky is blue. There's just a slight breeze in the air. You turn down this path. It's early in the day, so you know there's not a lot of people out on the beach. So you walk, you come to a beautiful area, lots of sand, kind of a little hill. There's a building behind you, and as you look down either side of the beach, of the ocean where you're at, You don't see anybody. Just you. You find a comfortable spot. You take your shoes off. You put your feet in the sand and feel the warmth. Even though it's a cool fall day, that sun warms that sand. It feels so good against your feet. You start thinking about your life and where you are. And you allow yourself just to be in the moment. You look out to the ocean, and you can see the seagulls flying by. There's just some slight waves lapping up against the sand. You feel good. You feel good about yourself. You feel good about your life. And you're just enjoying yourself, just being in that tranquil place. Breathe in that beautiful salt air, which is so cleansing and so healing. And you just take time to be. Let any cares you have just wash away, just melt away, and be in the present moment. And slowly just come back and just be in the present moment. Here with us as we venture to a place that I know, and I'm going to speak for myself. I had very low self-esteem, and I still struggle with it at times. And it was, I grew up in a very dysfunctional family where there were a lot of anger, a lot of words. Hurting words, things said. And I was pretty much shut down at a very young age, around 3, and I stayed that way. So life was really hard, and, you know, I ended up getting myself into many situations that were not right for me as I grew older. But I didn't know who I was. You know, I had no idea. And I was just a scared adult child, you know, in this body that was growing and changing. But it really took me a long time to realize that, you know, hey, you know, there's something not quite right with me that needed to be looked at. I mean, looked at deeply, because I really didn't have a voice. I couldn't speak. I couldn't be in groups. I didn't really want to be around people. Even though I had something to say, I would not say it. And if I tried to say it, I got overpowered, you know, and that's all part of it. And, you know, in my mind, I was overpowered. But it's you know, many struggle with that. And unfortunately, it's something that happens to a lot of people, and it can happen at any age. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be a child to have this happen. It can happen, you know, in the workplace or school. Quite often, even, you know, a teacher's few comments or anybody's few comments can hit you to the core and really knock you down. And unless you're aware and, you know, can just blow it off or, you know, just ignore whatever's being said, you know, you end up swallowing that, and that becomes part of you, and it becomes deeply ingrained within your spirit and in your body. It's really hard. Low self-esteem is just It's a horrible thing, and it takes a lot of effort. It takes time to heal yourself. It takes time to really kind of figure out what's going on and why. Any comments from you, Sandra or Rhonda? Anything you'd like?
Sandra. This is Sandra. And I had wondered, you know, because I grew up in a home where I got to spend a lot of time with my grandparents, which was really good. I had positive stuff. But I had wondered many times, and I had heard other people talk about this, and in their home being dysfunctional, and I thought to myself, well, maybe you need to forgive somebody. And one thing I was wondering about is, do you need to forgive yourself for allowing that? Do you need to, you know, I don't know who it is, your mom or dad, whoever is doing it, to forgive them. You don't have to tell them, but start the healing process by forgiving yourself for being part of it, even in a bad husband and wife deal. Do you need to forgive yourself? Here's Rhonda.
Yeah,
okay.
I agree with that. I agree with that. I think that a big part of it is the forgiveness, because you take on responsibility for it, even if you were a very small child, you know. So I think you do need to forgive yourself. And I'll pass the stick.
Yeah, I mean, that's an important, very important part, because, you know, even when you're a small child, you're looking at these people, and you know, that are supposedly love you, and they're saying these god-awful, horrible things to you, which you don't quite understand. So, you know, the forgiveness part, you know, it goes both ways, and that took a long time. I think you have to forgive whoever, you know, tortured you with you know, their anger first before you can forgive yourself for allowing yourself to entangle your life, you know, within that mess that was created within you. And yes, definitely, forgiveness is, you know, one of the biggest steps, and that is something that came really late in life for me, forgiving myself, because, you know, kind of a slow person, and I can be slow, and I know the gray wolf will attest to that at times. But that was just my nature. You know, I was slow in doing everything, and even more so as a child, and I know that frustrated, you know, family members and stuff around me. But, I mean, that's just who I was. You know, it was just the natural part of me, or an unhealthy part of me, maybe, you know, from birth. Who knows? But anyway, you can really get caught up in creating different scenarios, you know, in your life that are unhealthy when you have that low self-esteem. You know, having a voice, I think, you know, is a big part of it also. Because if you don't have that self-image, you know, of who you truly are, your voice tends to stay behind, because you're not feeling worthy of, you know, speaking up or sharing your point of view, because you're not quite sure, you know, whether it's right or wrong or what it is. So I'll pass the stick back to you guys. Anything to add to that?
I have a couple of things to add to that.
Okay.
This is Rhonda. Sorry, this is Rhonda. I forget to say which one of us it is. But the first thing I wanted to say is, I was really thinking while you were talking that both the turtle and the snail never thinks that they're slow, and they get where they need to be.
Perfect.
And the second thing is, that's what I said about forgiveness, because you were talking about
you know, when somebody says something very hurtful or hateful to a child, we don't understand as children that we have a choice in that moment to either accept that and claim it as our own or to reject that and say, no, that's not me. And so when we claim it, then we start to believe it. And that's why we need to forgive ourselves for doing that, because we knew in that moment that that was not true. That's why it hurt, because an untruth was spoken. But we claim it, and then we hold it. And I'll pass the step.
This is Sandra. And the other thing is, if it's loving parents or a husband that's supposed to respect you, you automatically believe it's the truth. And you don't, and later in life, like you had to, you forgive yourself. And so they scar you a lot, but, and kids are kids. They'll take on what their parents say. That's sticking you through.
Yeah, they really do. Because, I mean, you look up to them. You don't have any other, you know, unless you have someone like a grandparent or someone that you can talk to. And I had a wonderful aunt, my aunt, that I just loved. I used to call her my second mother. But I could go to her. She was a great listener, and she would listen to my woes, and she understood, you know, what I was going through. And that was a huge help, because I just didn't understand some of the crazy things that, you know, occurred, especially when I got up into my, you know, teen and later years. It was pretty wild. I wanted to, looks like Running Elk has something here on the chat. There's a big problem with self-esteem here on the res. Hard to have any feelings of being worthy when people all around say our people have no worth. The children fight this, and it makes dark things happen that they do. Hard to change that. Boy, when it's in a community like that, you know, that has to be totally very, very hard to accept. You know, and life is hard. Life is hard on the res, and I can't place myself there fully, but, you know, I can understand what is going on. And, you know, when you have that all around you constantly, it's got to be really, really difficult. Anything from you, Sandra and Rhonda?
I can't speak to what it's like to live on the reservation, but I can speak about negative workplaces or community, your environment. You know, that's still a choice. It's a lot of it is a choice if you want to. Okay, for example, in the workplace, if you go in and everybody else that's working with you is really negative, you still have the choice of whether or not you want to go there, you know, with that.
Mm.
And
true.
I'll pass it.
And this is Sandra. And, you know, like he was talking about, the children and stuff, the road is hard for them. But it's the elders that need to show that positive for them and show them a different way. Yours, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's just... Most definitely. I mean, if the elders are in a place, or, you know, or the adults are in a place of that nature, it's harder for children to learn anything different. And that would be, yeah. It's damaging. It's damaging to everyone. It's damaging for. Each generation, because this gets passed on from generation to generation, and unless, you know, there's some drastic change that can occur to help turn things around, and, you know, that's pretty much what we talk about and what we try to do, because. You know, the best thing I think for anyone as is to get into nature, to connect as much as you can, and get back to your roots, to get back to connecting to, you know, those the ceremonies and the spiritual nature of who you are, and connecting with nature itself to be able to really start finding your balance again. I wish I had more to. I know many of us with self-esteem issues really need to take a good, hard look. Where did it come from? Where did it initially come from? And allow yourself to go to that place and rewrite the energy, rewrite the script, rewrite what has transformed. And like you said, Rhonda, and you know, we've talked about, you know, forgiveness, forgiving ourselves for getting ourselves in a situation where we're frozen in place, because it really can affect every part of your psyche, your being, you know, your creativity, your being able to pretty much function. You function. I mean, you do. You get things that need to be done. But as far as anything beyond and above that, you know, being creative or allowing yourself to explore and delve deeper into anything that will help you grow spiritually, mentally, even physically. I mean, all the senses need to be nourished and allowed to grow at any point. Jamie Sams, I pulled up one of her readings from the Earth Medicine and the Ancestors' Ways of Harmony for Many Moons. And this is claiming the self. Throughout history, humankind has run far and fast from selfhood. It has been easier to allow others to think for us, to make our decisions, to determine what suits us, and to tell us how we should live. Humans have been pliably manipulated in order to accomplish the goals of greedy, other-determined rulers, as well as by polite society. It takes courage and insight to rebel against the mundane existence of not being our own persons. Pack or herd mentality is for the weak-willed or the faint-hearted. Claiming the self and one's own authority to make the decisions that will enrich one's growth is called the awakening. If you belong to that rare, brave group of individuals who are their own persons, you have already reclaimed enough of your free will to claim your rights as a spiritual warrior. Those rights are simple. You have the right to own yourself by making the most of every opportunity the Great Mystery sends your way. So when we're in that place of what she mentions, the awakening, and we're claiming ourselves, we're allowing, you know, the Great Mystery, you know, our spirits, our guides, everyone to give their messages, send their messages through us. And, you know, our days can become more enriched because if, you know, spirit guides you and wants you to get out and go for a long hike or go for a walk, do it. If all of a sudden you have this interest in painting, you know, or drawing, do it. But I know when you're in this space, when your self-esteem, you know, is low, it's hard for you to want to do anything. And it's almost like you have to force yourself. You know, in a way it's sad, but it really, really needs you to you really need to focus and just work through and do whatever you can do to help your spirit grow. I'll pass the stick to you guys.
I have something I read out of my grandma's journal, and I had wrote it down, and it kind of hit because I kind of understand what she was writing about, and it said to it, "How do you forgive yourself, Sandra?" And I remember looking at her once and saying, "I don't know. How do you do that?" And she knows you need to realize what it is that you need to forgive. No one else goes through life and gets to the end of their life and wishes that they had stayed angry longer. So get rid of the anger.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, because at the end of life, you only say three things: I'm sorry, I forgive you, or I love you. And then she wrote a little quotation says, after you have taken back your space, Sandra, heal yourself. Then you can decide to cut out the middleman, and that would be the hate there. And now you set boundaries, you take care of yourself, but you never regret that you forgive somebody else.
Mm. No, that's beautiful. Yeah, because you need to do that. You need to go within and just do what you need to forgive yourself. But you have to know why you're forgiving yourself too. I mean,
yes.
This is Rhonda.
Uh-huh.
And you were talking about what Jamie Sam said, and that kind of goes into people have a choice of whether they want to view themselves as a victim or whether they want to view themselves as someone who can stand in their own power. And I think the biggest difference between being a victim and standing in your own power is whether or not you place the blame on everybody else for your situation. You know, when you do that and you stand and you say, well, it's not my fault that I feel this way. It's person A's fault, or it was my childhood, or it was this relationship, and that's why I feel this way. Then you're talking from a point of being a victim and not standing in your power. And I'll pass the stick.
Mm. Yeah, definitely we can become a victim. And, you know, I remember that before I realized, you know, that what was going on within myself. I was really angry, and, you know, and I'd have conversations, and, you know, I'll share that it was my mom that was really hard to communicate with. And I remember so often just, you know, you become a victim. You start avoiding, you don't want to, you know, be around that energy. You start wanting to just stay away from that energy, which would,
can I interrupt,
you know,
for a minute?
Sure.
Part of that, that's what I'm saying, part of that energy, when you get into that victim role, part of that energy is your own, and I don't know how you can escape that, you know, when you're in a victim role.
Mm.
And I'll pass the stick again.
Yeah.
This is Sandra, and you know, if you choose to be a victim, that's what you're going to be. It is really choices now. Especially as older children, it's a little harder for them. And I tell you, I would feel sorry for the person doing it because most time they're not sociopaths. So somewhere inside of them, they're hurting too. And they're taking it out on you. But, you know, so forgive them, forgive yourself, and you really do need to take a hold of it and start to walk.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you do. Yeah, you know, and it's interesting, too, now that, you know, I'm in a different place and more spiritually open, it's amazing how quickly and easily you can see when you're around someone who who is a victim. It's so easy to pick up on that energy. And, you know, unfortunately, unless that person is willing to learn and grow, they end up staying in that victim role. And there's not much you can do for that. And unfortunately, I know for many, you end up walking away from people like that, especially when you're on a different path. You just don't want to be around that energy. It looks like the Gray Wolf here says, just like we choose suffering, if we choose to be a victim, then we also choose to suffer, a dark circle to walk. And, you know, being in that victim mode, it just it perpetuates your day. And I don't know about you guys, but it's so easy to see someone. I know I was in a grocery store the other day, and someone was screaming over the phone, you know, in the grocery store to someone, who knows. But there are a lot of people out there choosing to suffer. And why? You know, I mean, the energy around that has to be so draining, you know, on a constant basis, you know, as it was for myself growing up. It was just, it was very, very difficult. And, you know, we all have choices in our life. But if you really work hard and really choose to love yourself unconditionally, and I know we've talked about this before, that is the big part to forgiving yourself, is truly loving yourself. And, you know, during this whole time, I mean, you know, the forgiveness part, I mean, there were many, many times that I, you know, I had to say things that I wouldn't have normally said in a healthy environment, just to protect myself. And so it can be a vicious cycle of perpetual motion of negativity, and it's really hard to escape all that. Do you guys have any ways that people can help if they feel that their self-esteem is not quite where it needs to be? Any guidance or any ideas?
One thing, this is Sandra, I find that meditation, if you meditate, like you said, outside, it helps to release things. I meditate to find out answers and meditate to release things. Because, you know, I'm not saying I'm guilt-free, because I'm sure I've hurt somebody too. And I'm sorry for doing that, but we've all have. And, you know, it's a human nature that needs to change. We all need to get on the same path and the knowledge that we need to stop doing this to each other. Here's Rhonda.
I'll go back to what we've been talking about anyway. Stop viewing yourself as the victim. Stop. Really, you keep punishing yourself for being a victim is what you do, in effect. So you need to stop doing that and forgive yourself and understand that no matter what you went through, it's a lesson and you can learn from it. Or you can continue to say, you know, this was just so terrible, and then you're walking into that victim role again. And I'll pass the stick.
This is Sandra. And the other thing about that is, get out of the past.
Mm-hmm.
Step foot into the future. We're all growing now. The past is the past. You can't change it, but you can make the future better. And that it's not to be, you know, staying angry, it's going to take time. Staying angry and being in the past is not where it's at. Come on up here. Walk with us. It's yours, Sue.
Yeah. Just change your thought patterns, because, you know, when we get in that victim mode, or we get in that, you know, anybody who is, your thoughts obviously are going 90 miles an hour of what happened, you know, and why it happened, and what you can do about it, and how am I going to change this, and on and on and on. And that energy within your own mind can't allow for anything peaceful or harmonious or any guidance from your guides to come through. I mean, it's just, remember way back when I realized that, and it, you know, it was one of those aha moments, and, you know, I was looking, I may have mentioned this before on another show, but I remember sitting in a big picture window. I was living along the Merrimack River in Concord, New Hampshire at the time, and up until that point, my life was totally out of control, chaotic, and just, you know, just one thing after another, and just I was just very totally unhappy, majorly depressed, just not knowing which direction to go. And I just, I sat down in this big over big chair right in front of the picture window, looking out over the river, and I was thinking, you know, what is it? What is it about me that keeps attracting this energy, this negativity to me? What is it? What is it about me? And as I was thinking that, an eagle flew right down the river right in front of me. And that was the turning point for me. That was a shift of spirit-guided total energy there that helped me to start really looking within myself to get myself out of that victim mode, to get myself in a healthier, happier lifestyle. And when I started, what I started doing, that's when I really started connecting with Native spirituality. I needed to find something that I could connect myself with to be able to start changing these thought patterns within me. And from that point on, I started doing all kinds of things, you know, doing workshops, doing retreats when I could, reading, you know, getting on, dabbling with art, and there were all these beautiful things that I, you know, can do, can still do, that I did when I was painting and sewing and, you know, you name it. That is also a way to help you to get yourself out of that mode, so you can start finding yourself and where, and get yourself on the right path. Just put yourself in different things, that will help guide you to start looking at your life differently. And you'll know it when you come across something that really piques your interest, and allow yourself to get immersed in that, and just keep growing and healing. And, you know, as we've been speaking, you know, forgiving yourself for allowing yourself to be in that mode. And, you know, we talk about ego, but that is also an ego mode when you're in that victim mode, because your ego is so huge. You know, why is this person doing this to me? You know, who do they think they are, type thing. That's ego, you know. I didn't realize that until later on in the years. You know, ego can be anything. Do you guys have anything to add to all that mumbo-jumbo?
This is Sandra, and I do. When Leon passed away 3 months ago, I got mad at him, and I couldn't get myself out of it. And I was thinking about that while you were talking, and one way I got out of it, I was even mad at the dog. Everybody knows I have 9 dogs, but I started watching the dogs. Even if they have a tiff between themselves, they still love each other, and they still kind to each other. And even if I yelled, they were still kind to me. I think maybe you should watch the animals and see how they always are kind to each other. You know, not maybe always, but I just found what brought me out of this away from and to giving Leon was the dogs, because they cared about me enough. and I forgive him because of the dog. And I just, I don't know why I had to tell you that.
This is Rhonda, and I was going in a completely different direction with what you just said, because you said something about why do I keep attracting all this negative? And the thing that popped in my head then was like attracts like, you know?
Yeah, that's very true. If you're in that you know, mindset, that's what you're going to attract in your life. You know, and we talk about this too, but we also attract what we need to learn, who we need to learn from. You know, there's a part of us that needs to relive that in, you know, that energy, because we're still not fully out of that energy yet. So I mean, that's all part of it too. Wow, you know, I think I'll just take a little break here, and I thought I'd sing this song that I wrote called Walking with Beauty. And if there's anybody else out there, any questions, any of you on the chat or the message board, we would love any more comments. Anything of that nature can. It looks like a Gray Wolf said, I thought Sandra had 35 dogs.
Hey. Oh, no, it's 10 now. I made a mistake. I forgot about my new one.
Okay. Here's
the. Either that or you're just talking about my therapist.
Do not refrain from life. Take hold and do not strive. For life was meant to be light and free. So live the life you love. Be true to who you are. Become the master of your soul. Hey-ya-wa-nay-hey-ya. 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 Ho. Our life will be richer now. Our joy will not be bound. We will forever be wild and free. We will see the love we share. We will see our loving hearts. We will know our spirit is now free. Hey-ya-wa-nay-hey-ya. Hey-ya-wa-nay-hey-ya. Hey-ya-wa-nay-hey-ya-ho. We walk with beauty now. We walk with love and joy. We come together now in peace. We share our talents now. We share our shining light. We see our beauty is so deep. Hey, oh, what, nay, hey, ya. Hey, oh, what, nay, hey, ya. Hey, oh, what, nay, hey, ya. Ho. Hey, one, hey, hey. Oh, thank you. What else can we share as far as guidance on how to maybe realize, you know, exactly what's going on, and then to get yourself out of that negative energy? I mean, we shared a little bit about getting out in nature. I mean, that's the biggie. And really allowing yourself to be open and see, listen, hear. There's always signs. Nature's always, you know, the animals are showing us. You know, sit somewhere. Just allow yourself to be and see if nature gives you a sign or a signal or something that may guide you to really start connecting with yourself and starting to get out of that negative energy if that's the place that you're in. Any suggestions? Anything, you guys?
You know, this is Sandra. Some statistics say it takes less energy to love and more to hold a grudge. And you know what you get from that? If you love, peace.
This is Rhonda, and I was thinking nature, love, meditation, what Sandra said, what you said. Also, watch your breathing, because I think that when we're negative and resisting our lessons, our breath gets more, we tend to hold it more or not breathe as deeply. Grounding, definitely. Grounding. And if you find yourself in a negative mood, really one very simple thing is to, whatever you're focusing on in that negative mood or negative moment, switch it around and focus on something positive. Focus on something you love, especially about yourself or the people around you. You know, change your focus in that moment to something else. So I think all of those combined are really good tools, and I'll pass it back.
This is Sandra. The other thing you can say is, I don't own you anymore. And you'll change a whole new attitude in you. Just go, you don't live here anymore. I'm free. Your turn, Sue.
Yeah, I mean, just pay attention to those thoughts. And, I mean, they're only thoughts. They create energy, especially if they're perpetual negative thoughts. They create that energy, and that's you know, how your day, how your time will proceed. Just pay attention to life around you and really allow yourself take time for yourself. I think quite often, too, we're so tied up into taking care of something that needs to be done around us, and we start neglecting our own self time. Take the time you need to nurture yourself. You know, make that cup of tea and sit down and read. You know, I'd let everything else just go, you know, for that moment. But self time is very, very important when you're wanting to change your life and change that energy that's around you. There's really, really connecting.
You got a lot of messages on the board.
Okay, thank you. They just popped up. Running Elk said grandmother here, Running Elk's group, allowing others to destroy your own image of self is not following your heart. We must teach the young to listen only to teachings of light. No, that's beautiful. These people with this negative energy if we're going to take on that energy of others, then you're not following your own heart. So that's beautiful. And teaching the young, most definitely. And, you know, we teach through example, and I know there are many out there that are really allowing their children to be free to be who they are meant to be. And as I was perusing on the web, there's a lot of groups that, you know, honor and teach and share their stories, their energy to help the young stay in balance and find their powers within. Because, boy, I mean, the children are our future. And they're going to need all of us to get out of that victim mode and start really empowering ourselves to follow our hearts, to follow the messages that are coming through, the guidance that comes through to all of us, to do the things that we need to do in order to create a life not only for ourselves, but for others, those around us. And once we that's a trickle effect. It affects so many others. Do you have anything that you'd like to share with grandmother's words, Rhonda and Sandra?
I was just thinking, this whole topic is kind of like going to a restaurant. You can have a good experience or a really bad experience. And if you have a really bad experience, what do? You accept it, you move on, but you don't go back there.
That's true.
And talking about food, this is Sandra. Also, remember, they always say what you eat is what you are. The people you keep, too, is what you become. They influence your life. If they're negative, you're going to be negative. If they're positive, sometimes you need to walk away. Especially lately, I've noticed there's a lot of negative. You dust your moccasins off and move on.
Back to you, Sue.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like we've got Jonathan here. Says, my daughter says she had no self-image because kids said she was weird. That's another one we didn't touch about. School, that social, that can be hard when you're different. And many of us who are spiritually different, you know, you get picked on. You get it's like that energy just kind of sees you and attacks you. I guess I'll use that kind of word. And I can understand that too, because I was a different kind of child myself. That's a tough, you know, that's a tough one, and it's really allowing that child to understand that, and accepting that difference, that she is different than others, and she's got a gift that is more powerful than what others may have. And it's really how you would speak to a child, how you would connect with a child, and allowing that child to understand how absolutely beautiful and creative and talented, and keeping that positive energy, keeping that positive energy going. And it looks like, you know, the grandmother who spoke earlier, the young to listen only to teachings of light, you know, she sees, and it's so sad. And it's got to be hard. It's got to be really hard to see. And it is hard to see what's going on in this world today, especially everything that's going on right now. It's very difficult to see all the craziness that is going on and staying in that light energy that we all need to stay into. Anything you guys have?
What you said about school, too, this is Sandra. Maybe
about
we should
what?
Look more than on the positive things that have been going on in the school. There's a lot of good stuff going on, too. People are you hear in the news all the negative. But I read the positive, too. So walk closer to the positive side.
This is Rhonda, and I just wanted to say, you know, anytime I've, my own kids and my grandkids, anytime that they have had that come up in their life that somebody thought they were weird or different, then I would always tell them, you know, go look at the people that make good, positive changes in this world. Look at the ones that are making good, positive change right now, because I guarantee you that there's a lot of people out there that think those people are weird, but they're doing exactly what they need to be doing.
This is so very true, you know. But once again, it is harder for the children. And it looks like Jonathan, he said his daughter now sees the other kids as sad and sees herself growing in spirit. And that's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. And, you know, we all, you know, especially those of us who, you know, have grandchildren or are in a teaching situation, keeping that energy positive. And yes, you're right, Sandra. I mean, there's a lot of good things happening in schools, and it's a matter of allowing that positive energy and that positive change to keep us, you know, in those places where we need to be, in that light, and in that love, and that open space. This was a good subject, but also a hard subject today, because there are so many different aspects. You know, it's hard, and we can all. It can challenge anyone, anytime. But it's, once again, it's allowing yourself to see the light, even though around you may be trying to snuff that flame or that light out within you. You know, it's their energy. It's not yours. So allowing yourself to stay in that hope, that beautiful space, that heart space, and just seeing with your own eyes and not taking on that energy of others will allow you to walk as you were intended to walk. You know, what Creator created us all for a reason. We're all here for a reason. Allowing yourself to find that joy within yourself, to love yourself unconditionally, to be in that heart space, to allow anything that flows in a negative fashion to flow right out again. Don't harbor it. Don't keep it, you know, like a, you know, a patch on your sleeve. Let it go. And just keep in that heart space. Is there anything you guys would like to share before I close? We're at that
Rhonda.
Hour.
This is Rhonda. I just want to say thank you to everybody, especially the people that listen and call in messages in, you know, because they've got some really good points too.
This is Sandra. Thank you. Remember, all we have really is love. Love you guys.
Yep. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Once again, this is Sanctuaries of the Earth Mother. This is the Woman's Healing Hour. And thank you for joining us, everyone on chat, and Jonathan, and also, you know, group. Thank you for being there and listening. Everyone, find peace within yourself. I mean, that's the goal of life, is to find that peace and walk in balance, stay in light, and keep that heart open, and do what you can to help others, especially the children. Do what you can. Find to get out there and help. And good light to everyone, and thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.